joining us now to talk about that. AD, University of Maryland Terrapins. Let's welcome back to the show, Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling all right, fellas. I have no complaints as of now.
And that's awesome, and I hope you're feeling that same way about 4 o'clock Saturday in Bloomington, Indiana, which we'll get to. But four games in, you're 3-1. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the Michigan State loss, which sucked. But Ty Felton's been outstanding. So your assessment of the teams, Damon, the team, four games into the year at 3-1.
Well, you know, I like to be a perfectionist. We've done some really good things. Obviously, I think Billy Edwards is playing at a high level. Ty Felton is just blowing the roof off of it with what he's done. I don't know, maybe 41 catches for 604 yards, and we're only four games into the season. Unbelievable stats. So I've seen some things that I like on both sides of the ball. But I also am realistic. There are some things that we have got to clean up. We've got to clean up some of our penalties. We've got to make sure that we're solid and on the special teams of giving up the onside kick the past week. And when you're starting to play competition in the Big Ten, it's the little things that can catch up to you. So we need to clean some of the little things up. And I believe if we clean up areas and learn from some of the mistakes that we made, we will be fine. But we just got to continue to improve and go into Indiana knowing that this is not going to be an easy game. We're an underdog here. It's going to be challenging. But we also need to take care of business on the road.
And you mentioned the Indiana game, and Maryland's won three in a row against the Hoosiers. But last year around this time, Maryland off to the great start, started losing games that they, air quotes, Damon, should have won. Has that philosophy changed for this game especially? It's like, hey, look, we're expected to lose. How do you go in there? Because Indiana's the undefeated team, and maybe the bullseye's on them. How does Maryland go in there and just kind of take care of business and, you know, get out of there and then come back home for Northwestern and USC?
Well, I look at it this way. The bullseye is on us. We've lost. We're 0-1 in the conference right now. And falling to 0-2 is a terrible hole to be in. So we need to understand that, that there is pressure on us to make sure that we go in and handle our business. And we got to take care of what we are taught to do. We've got to have a good strategy going into the game. And we got to make sure that we're mentally sound. I believe that we've got great talent. But what happens to teams at times are the mistakes that are made. More specifically, when you make mistakes in crucial third down situations or you put yourself in a position to take points off of the board. I believe that we have a really good football team here at the University of Maryland. But like any team, we're not at a point right now where we can overcome some of the mistakes that we've made. So we've got to play very, very sound. We've got to make sure that we're in position and continue to fight the entire game. And the word that I'm going to use is consistency. We got to play a complete football game and be consistent across the board.
I think the best way to do that, Damon, when we used to have our staff meetings at Notre Dame with Lou Holtz, first thing, like all the position coach, all right, fundamentally, how many times like a D lineman did he get his shoulders turned or didn't keep square? And then mental errors. And Lou always used to say, you have more than five mental errors in the game, you're going to lose. And to me, that's kind of what I'm hearing, what you're saying.
Yeah, mental errors. We can't make mental mistakes. You've got to focus. You got to know what situation is. When you've got third and less than a yard and you're going up to the line, we can't have an illegal procedure. We got to know where we're lined up and what our role and our responsibilities are. I've said this to the team. Sport is a game of inches. And we've got to make sure that we understand that and we're responsible for the inches that fall underneath us. And stepping over stride one way or not being in the right position in another can hurt the entire team. So the mental aspect and the mental approach to the game is just as important as the physical.
Hey, Damon, I see this as a big swing game here. I mean, you go win that one, you know, then you got Northwestern. And to me, the momentum you can gain. And then if Indiana stays undefeated, you know, then it's like kind of like last year, losing to Northwestern and some of those people that you feel like you're as good as or better than.
This is a big game for us, and let's make no mistake about it. I believe this team will get it done. I believe we have all the ability in the world to do it. We just have to execute. And I think we need to remind ourselves, it's always still better to go into an open week with a win than with a loss, because you don't want to be sitting around stewing for 2 weeks until your next game. So we just got to go to Indiana, stay focused, take care of business. And if we do that, we'll come out on the right side of this. We've got the talent. We've got the scheme. The players are there. But this is a team game, and this is a game that requires a high level of mental fortitude, and we've got to have that in order to win these games on the road.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Maryland, Indiana. You can hear it on this station coming up, kickoff at noon on Saturday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, getting away from the Terps, but certainly college football related. UNLV's quarterback, Matthew Sluka, he bails. A certain representations were not met, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a Maryland thing, but it's certainly a landscape of college sports thing. Damon, as an AD, you see this story. What's going through your mind right now?
Well, we discussed it this morning. I mean, lessons learned from these types of things. We've got to make sure that whatever we're doing on our end, that we're doing it in the right manner. I believe that if you say you're going to do something, you've got to do it. Don't overextend yourself. I don't know what happened out at UNLV, so I don't want to comment there. I don't know any of that. But what we do know is that kids have a lot of say-so nowadays and make determinations and do things that are best for them. And I just want to make sure that we put our athletics department, our student athletes, and our programs in the best possible position to have success. So again, don't want to comment because I don't know the details out at UNLV. You can only read or hear what you hear, but we just got to make sure that we're doing things in the right manner and hopefully avoid those types of situations.
Hey, Damon, there's other things other than football going on. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the basketball schedules were released. Excited about that. You know, basketball, when you're talking about our women's basketball program around here, Brenda Fries, it's exceptional. The men's schedule and Kevin Willard going into year three. We've got a good home slate on the men's side. I think we got Ohio State coming in, UCLA, and Minnesota and some others. And then we got some good non-conference games with Marquette on November 15th. And then we have Villanova in Newark and Syracuse in Brooklyn. And it was just announced for the women. We've got a great group of programs coming in. I'm thinking about Juju Watkins and USC coming here and UCLA, a Sweet 16 team. I think USC was an Elite Eight team. And then we just announced yesterday that our women's basketball team is going to play in the Coretta Scott King Classic in New Jersey against Texas, a game that's going to be on Big Fox on MLK Day. So I think that's significant. And then you guys, to round it out, number 5 field hockey's off to a good start at 5-2. We host number 1 Northwestern this week. Men's soccer is back where they should be in the top 25, coming in at number 19 with a 4-1-3 record. Volleyball's on a 7-game winning streak, and so some good things are happening. But I love to win, fellas, and I know our fans love to win, and we got to continue to do so.